your ceiling sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call Jambil, call Jambil, call Jambil. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call Jambil, call Jambil, call Jambil.
Honey, call Jambil.
Hey, guys. Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Come into the Home Depot today for pre-Black Friday savings on a wide selection of appliances. You don't have to wait until the day after Thanksgiving for savings like $200 off your choice of a front-load or top-load washer from LG. They're just $499 each right now. So beat the crowds with pre-Black Friday savings on appliances today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. Home Depot store for details.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and full of shit. And we think you'll get lots of
party meat and soda crackers.
That's good eating, I tell you. They're not much better than that. Pretty good cold Coca-Cola. You get yourself a good soda pop.
Coca-Cola?
Soda pop and some...
I don't think you said Coca-Cola.
I did. That's what I said. And I said soda crackers. You get yourself a good soda pop and some soda crackers and some potted meat.
Soda crackers, are those just regular crackers?
Saltines, I think.
Yeah. Some people call them saltines. I like to call them soda crackers. Some people call it a Kaiser blade. I like to call it a sling blade. If enough people want me to stop talking like this, I will.
What do we got
to
do?
You just did it.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah, tell them to stop calling. I'll quit. Let's do a round of...
Hey!
Introductions after I tell you. We're brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. You are going to be so glad you know the name of this company. We'll get to that in a minute. Here's the control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to everybody.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, wouldn't it be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises? Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Well, next door neighbor when I was a kid would come over and go, you got any cool soda? And he'd always say that. Now, generic, no matter what, grape, orange, Pepsi, Coke, got any cool soda?
It was interesting when the short time I spent at Mizzou, some of the kids that were from the Kansas City area, they called it pop.
Pop, yeah.
No, I've heard that too. Well, you mean you're not a college graduate?
No.
Well, you sure can't tell it.
I didn't tell you that up front?
You sure can't tell
and
it.
And the people in Mexico call it Fanta.
They call everything Fanta?
That's what I heard of.
There's a brand of soda called Fanta.
That's all I heard of.
I've been to Mexico probably 20 times. I've never heard them call it Fanta.
They don't call it diet down there, though. They call it Coca-Cola Light or Pepsi Light.
These are good stories.
Yes, aren't they?
Yes. Thrilled to death.
Tina Del Piez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody, and happy birthday, Cindy.
Who's Cindy?
My friend Cindy.
She's a singer. I've seen her sing before. She's good.
Well, happy birthday, Cindy. What did you say? If you listen, I'll say your name on the air?
No, I don't know if she's listening or not.
Well, then if she's not even listening, it was like
a whole
waste of
time. Well, she might be in her car on the way to...
Okay. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, did you promise anybody anything?
No, I didn't.
Then say hi to everybody. How's it going?
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
No, I'm asking you how's it going.
Hey! Fine.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He actually, I found out, accompanied David Freese to Nashville for the CMA Awards last night for security. I'm telling you, when they want the best, they call on Hebe. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hind end.
No, I didn't know that. No. What? How would we have known that? I've never even heard of it. Oh, he's bragging because he was named one of the most inspirational promoters of what?
Cheese.
Of cheese at the Cheese Promoters Association Awards.
He should get that.
Good
he
for could. You. Bruce Limpress, ladies and gentlemen, in the All-Boy Orchestra.
Wonder what his trophy's made out of.
Aluminum. Bill Clevelin will join us in the Playhouse, whether you want him to or not. We're brought to you by...
Oh, wait a minute. No, he's not. I put you a little...
He's not? Oh, I see it now on my screen. No Bill. So we will have no Bill Clevelin?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, come on. Hey. What is that about?
People are mean.
Here's the stealing.
They're mean.
He would have been brought to you by Laclede Cab had he been here. 314-652-3456. We are brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. I thought yesterday I was reminded of something that we had years ago to have somebody come out and do. Our dryer wasn't drying. And no matter what you put it on, it was just barely warm. Go ahead. What do you think the problem was?
The lint was backed up into the...
That's exactly what it was. It's supposed to blow out of that exhaust thing. It got blocked or clogged or something. And by the way, that can catch on fire.
Yeah.
That stuff's flammable. So somebody came out and, of course, said, oh, here's the problem. They cleaned it out and it was hot again.
Like, oh, man, it dries like crazy, I bet.
I mean, it's like a brand new dryer all of a sudden.
Mine did.
That's an example of something the Tool Belt Team could do. If you're sitting there scratching your head going, what in the world is wrong that this is not working? Well, they'll probably have somebody who will know why it's not working, and they'll fix it. And that is an example of a real simple fix. Price is very reasonable. Done. They're out on their way. And you'll go, well, I'm going to call those people the next time something happens, and then something else will happen. You'll go to use... There is a receptacle in our garage, and this is like some sort of ghost that lives there because nobody can understand why sometimes the receptacle works and sometimes it doesn't. And the only reason I haven't had anybody come and really tear into it and replace it is I got a couple of other receptacles here. But it just bugs me that there's no, it's not a GFI, switch. There's no breaker issue. It's just, sometimes it works and sometimes it... What is that about? You can plug something in and dead. An hour later, plug something in, it's hot.
Just put a new one in.
At some point I will, but we do have... The one thing I always do is make sure that every room has plenty of outlets. We built a separate garage, detached garage. It has 18 electrical outlets. No, it does. No, it has 18 outlets in. You can plug 18 things in because I just like... I don't think you should ever have to go more than a few feet without having a place. Now, let's say, by the way, you want to add an outlet. You have one of those rooms, and you've all had those rooms where you get a house, you move in, you go, I can't believe they didn't put an electrical outlet anywhere over here. There's one, and it's the wrong side of the room. You call the Tool Belt Team. They send an electrician out who knows what he's doing. You have a new outlet. Maybe you need to have some coax cable run. Maybe you need some painting done. And I know that on TV, the commercials for Lowe's and Home Depot, boy, don't they make painting look easy.
Oh,
you just get some paint and stuff. Nothing makes anything look better than a new coat, fresh coat of paint. And you see the husband and the wife, and they're rolling, and there's no dripping, splattering. Everything's perfect. And, of course, they do it all in 30 seconds, and when it's finished, wow, the room looks great. Painting is not quite that easy. It's not quite that easy. It can be a disaster, especially if it's not just one wall that's perfectly, no irregular anything or crown molding. Why don't you let people paint who know how to paint? And those people are at the Tool Belt Team. Plumbing. There's a good one. You never want to start messing with plumbing. If you don't know what you're doing, you can be in for a world of hurt because there are people who start unscrewing with wrenches things and water starts leaking. And the one thing they forgot to check before they started was, where's the shutoff that goes to this to stop this when the piece blows out of my hand and water starts gushing out? And you should have shut it off before you even started. That's why there's a Tool Belt team. You need a new garbage disposal? Door hung, Tool Belt team. Got a hole in the wall, tired of looking at it, covered it with a picture, but you know it's there, and you don't know how to spackle, you don't know how to tape, you don't need Tool Belt team. TheToolBeltTeam.com, or you can just call them at 314-966-1895. The Tool Belt team. Last night on the Country Music Awards, David Freese, my wife said, I know, she said, that I caught a glimpse in the audience of David Freese. And I said, the CMA Awards? She says, so she backed it up. Sure enough, there he was. And then the next thing we know, he walks out on stage to present one of the categories with, what's the female ESPN, Erin Andrews? Is that
yes.
her name?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He walked out with her, and I'm telling you, good for David Freese. What a year for him. And the crowd didn't act like they'd never heard of the St. Louis Cardinals. They gave him a nice, rousing round of applause when she introduced him as the MVP of the 2011 World Series.
David, I think the Freese. Cardinals have a lot of fans down there.
Down in Tennessee? Yeah. You bet they do. So good for David Freese. Last night at the downtown Hilton in St. Louis, there was a roast for Bob Plager. The reason I mentioned this was I talked to somebody today who was there, and this person is by no means a prude. He is a man's man. He is an athlete. He is he's a guy who knows the ways of the world, and he said that even he was stunned at how filthy this roast was. Now, you laugh.
I love Bob Plager. Bob Plager is one of the greatest
storytellers. I'm sure you do. And he said Bob Plager wasn't really one of the more guilty parties when it came to the absolute vulgarity and filth. And here's my question, and this probably makes a lot of guys uncomfortable, going, Frank, what's the matter with you, man? You know, aren't you a guy? Yeah, I'm a guy. But I'm a guy who believes you can be a guy without having what should be an enjoyable, entertaining function without it being just so vulgar and filthy that it's like you're trying to see if you can make it dirtier than anything that's been done before. When you start using phrases like somebody was licking and then the C word for a woman's part, whoa. Come on.
Whoa, Nelly.
And F words, F bombs everywhere. He said, I wanted to just get up and leave, but then, of course, you do that, and then you'll probably get pointed out as the P word. Oh, look at the big P word. What's the matter? Is it too dirty for you? Yeah, some things just are dirtier than they need to be, and I don't know why. What have we become? There's no class anymore.
Well, if they were doing that, and it was a roast, it was a big dinner, I'm sure there were a lot of women there, too.
No, there were no women there.
Really?
There were no women there. You say, well, if no women there, it's not that big a deal. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm way off base here. But there was one particular, he said, TV personality there, local television person. You all know who he is. And that person that you see on television, he said, you would never, ever have expected to hear the filth come out of this guy's mouth. And I'm not going to call him out. I wasn't there. But I'm telling you, the person that gave me this information is highly credible, and he was there, and he just said, I'll never be able to watch that local TV newscast again without looking at him thinking, what a filthy, filthy mouth. So to you, sir, you need to understand that this stuff goes beyond just that room and that roast. And we live in a world of anybody and everybody being able to record without your knowing it, your words, video, and who knows where it can end up. Be smarter than that. You know, be classier than that.
Yeah, you may need a job sometime.
There's one thing that I'm really proud of, and I haven't accomplished a lot, and I don't know a lot, and I've said that before. I'm not an expert on anything, but I really have managed to sort of separate myself from just unnecessary filth and vulgarity and F-bombs every time you turn around, and some people seem to be incapable of doing that. Now, I'll go back to what I told my boys, it didn't take completely because I know they throw the stuff around, but I just said to them, nobody has ever gotten a job because the employer said, let's hire that guy. That guy knows how to curse, and he's filthy, and that's the guy we want. Never happened. That's not ever going to set you apart, because anybody can do it. What will set you apart is that when a function is over or an interview is over, and somebody turns to somebody else and says, wow, how refreshing. Did you notice that guy didn't use one curse word the entire time we were on the golf course today? He didn't curse. He's not a big drinker. That's our guy. That's who we want to represent our company. That is more likely to be the scenario. So much for the roast. The what makes what happened with the Penn State thing and Sandusky, I think is his name, even more despicable is that these boys were in a program called the Second Mile. And the 10-year-old boy who was raped in the shower, and let's just call it what it was, he was raped in the shower by this scumbag Sandusky, was in the Second Mile program. This is a program for boys who need help. This is a program for boys who are supposed to be able to turn to adults for help if they're troubled, underprivileged, mistreated. And then what happens? They go to a safe haven and get raped in the shower. Even more despicable. There's a boat, I don't know if they found this boat yet or not, but this was from 3 or 4 days ago. It was out in San Diego. The Coast Guard was looking for a couple of fishermen. They were lost about 60 miles off the coast of California. And by the way, I don't know how much time you spend on the ocean, but 60 miles off the coast is a long way out. I mean, you are way out there. And they're in a little 23-foot boat. This is a boat not big enough for Lake of the Ozarks on the weekend, and they ran out of gas. Every once in a while we say, you hear stories of somebody, you know, he has to have his toes amputated because he decided to climb some mountain and really shouldn't have been climbing it, maybe. You have a hard time feeling real sorry for somebody who takes extreme chances. If you're dumb enough to go out on a 23-foot boat in the ocean and to not have enough fuel, good luck to you. I won't lose any sleep or shed any tears over that boat if they don't find it. And Peon, you might want to rethink bowling. You saw the bowling ball story.
Yes.
All right. Up in New York, Niagara Falls, New York, they're investigating an assault from, it's called the Rapids Bowling Alley. Saturday night, two bowlers got drunk, got into an argument. One guy throws a bowling ball at the other guy. Now, there are two parts to this that amaze me. One, that the guy's alive who got hit by a bowling ball, and two, that a guy could even throw a bowling ball. Well, I can barely pick it up and bowl with it. I couldn't throw a bowling ball 5 feet.
You sling it.
Yeah. I guess. Wow. This guy's very, very lucky he's not dead. Throwing a bowling ball.
Yeah, I'm rethinking bowling anyway after the way I bowled last night. So
what'd you bowl?
Two games of 160 and then a 216. So
that was not bad at all.
Well, I understand. I understand that it.
But that's
sound.
You're not to your own standards,
right? Exactly.
For you,
no. I was kicking myself a lot last night.
Yeah, that's like a golfer. Oh man, I can't believe I shot a 78.
Like
yeah.
Mike Evans, yeah. Right? If he were to say, "I shot an 84 today,"
understand? You're that good that it's only natural you'd be upset by that. Now, I don't have a college degree. I think I would reconsider even going back to college if I could take a class like this. Carson City, Nevada, Western Nevada College. There's a student in a class who is very upset. She's filed a harassment claim against the school. There is a course in sexuality there, and the teacher gave as an assignment to the students that they were to go home and masturbate.
Hey,
you know what? I could have passed this class. I could have had an A+.
Extra credit.
This is a class I could have done okay in. Says that there's never before been a complaint. Well, I guess not. This guy's been teaching this class for 7 years, has never had a complaint. More than 300 students taken the class. But this student is a woman, and she's 60 years old. And she said, she told her attorney, I do not masturbate, and I am not going to. And she's a medical technician. She's working toward a degree in social work. Said she enrolled in the freshman-level human sexuality class. And then it goes on to talk about the class, and they talk about sexually transmitted diseases and commercial sex and the marketing of sex and your anatomy and just all things about sex. It's pretty well laid out what you're getting into when you take
the course. Can't you just go home, you come back, and you don't do it, and you come back and you go, yeah, I did it. Was great.
If she's telling the truth and she doesn't do that, she wouldn't know how to even explain it then.
Well, it said it started with a discussion of sexual positions. And then she says the instructor assigned as homework for them to go and double their normal masturbation routine over the next 2 weeks. And then write in a journal about the experience.
Wow.
She says, I made it clear to him I don't masturbate, so 0 times 0 is 0, and twice as 0 is 0, and that's how much I'm going to be doing this, is 0. And she wrote, she went to the U.S. Education Department's Office of Civil Rights, and it's a big deal.
It sounds like it would be a good time, but that whole going back and writing a journal and reflecting back on it, that would be the awkward part.
How can you even write
part.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
That's the real, listen to Dana, how can you even write?
Well, you're not paralyzed.
Well, but you're tired. If you do it right, you're kind of tired.
Shaky.
No offense. And, you want to forget about it, don't you? You really don't want to remember it.
Tired and smoking a cigarette.
She says, it's one thing if it were counseling, but this is a classroom. This is not sex counseling. So I don't know what will come of this. I just know I never... Maybe that's why I didn't go to college. There were no classes like this.
Double your workload.
Yeah.
You could have beat out everybody in the
class. I see what you did there.
I'll beat out. That's good.
Yeah, good one.
Ian wins.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The person who went to the Plager roast last night mentioned a joke. He said, you know, they told at least 4 or 5 jokes, he said, that I've heard you tell, but you cleaned them up. They did the dirty version. And I said, give me an example. And he gave me 3 words of a joke, and I finished it. I said, oh, I know that. I said, in fact, I haven't told that in at least a year, so I'm telling it today. Thank you. So it's one of the all-time great jokes. 2 women are visiting. One's visiting the other one's home. Well, Gloria and Jenna, we'll call them. And they're at Gloria's house. And Jenna's visiting, and they're having some coffee, and you know, just talking like women do. And the doorbell rings, and Gloria goes to the door, and it's a delivery of roses, 12 beautiful red roses. And Jenna says, you got flowers? And Gloria says, yeah. She opens the car, and she says, they're from my husband. And Jenna says, well, you don't seem very excited. Look, they're beautiful. How sweet. Your husband sends you in the middle of the day 12 roses. You were so lucky. Gloria says, I know what this means. This means that for the next few days, I'm going to be on my back with my legs apart. Oh. And Jenna says, well, why? Don't you have a vase?
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Coming in on eastbound 70 downtown, you're heavy from Adelaide to about St. Louis Avenue. 10th Street, it opens up. Westbound 44, you're slow between Shrewsbury and Elm. On eastbound Highway 4064, it's stop and go from Chesterfield Parkway East to about Mason. You're slow again from 170 through Big Bend. Hockey traffic coming in. Westbound 40, that's, let's see here, we've got slow traffic, slow traffic from Jefferson to Big Bend. Also, it's slow from Spady through Mason, and again, as you make your way out towards the Boone Bridge from the Spirit Overpass. Westbound 70, stop and go from Natural Bridge out through Lindbergh, and then southbound 170 is slow from Page to Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. It's Kohl's Veterans Day Sale. It's happening tomorrow and Saturday. Get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent with no limits on how much you can earn. Details in store. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Friday morning when we get into the St. Louis International Film Festival. We're lucky to have it. It's this weekend and got a lot of great directors and writers to talk about all their new movies. Plus, we'll check in with Mike Kelly as he previews that Missouri Tiger-Texas Longhorn matchup that can be heard here on KTRS. Join us Friday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS, the talk of St. Louis.
Addiction can ruin a family and constant relapses can be devastating. However, there is help. The name? ARCA. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Its owner, Percy Menzies, at one point had a very lucrative career and walked away from it. Why? Because ARCA is his calling. 314-645-6840, and there are two locations, one in South County and one in West County. ARCA combines non-addictive and anti-craving medications along with outpatient counseling for amazing results. A 90% success rate. These medications are non-addictive and they effectively block the addiction cravings. Simply put, when you use these medications along with counseling, the urge to use is completely eliminated. Somebody in your family or somebody you know needs ARCA. 314-645-6840. You could save their life. Call ARCA or find out more online at arcamidwest.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarr's Hardware. Well, it's fall, and the moles are active in your lawn. If you have moles in your lawn, you know exactly what I mean. Stop by Schnarr's and pick up Tomcat Mole Killer. Tomcat Mole Killer is a bait designed to look and taste just like an earthworm, the primary food source for moles. Mmm, yummy! Careful treatment of your lawn can reduce the mole population to acceptable levels. Come to Schnarr's, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, and to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
Insects and diseases are a major threat to Missouri's trees and prime hunting, fishing, and recreation areas. So when you pack for deer camp this year or the next camping trip, bring marshmallows, bring your binoculars, bring your sleeping bag. But don't bring firewood. You may be transporting the emerald ash borer, or EAB, a bug that devastates Missouri's ash trees. Purchase firewood at your destination and burn all of it to help prevent the spread of EAB and other invasive insects. Remember your orange safety gear, warm clothes, but don't bring firewood. Learn more at eab.missouri.edu.
The all-new West County Nissan just got $5,000 worth of dealer cash coupons for Versus, and they're passing it on to you while they last. Plus, get 0% on an Altima, or lease it for $189 a month, or get 0% on a Rogue, or lease it for just $219 a month. The all-new West County Nissan, now open 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin, or go to westcountynissan.com. Special APRs and lower rebates, includes all rebates and incentives. 39 monthly lease, DTNL not included, 12,000 per year miles, pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub at Casino Queen is home of the coldest beer and now home of the hottest wings. Introducing Firebomb Wings. So hot, we challenge you to eat the entire platter. Complete the Firebomb Wing Challenge within 15 minutes and you'll receive a Survivor t-shirt, $25 in royal free play, your picture on our TVs, and all-you-can-eat wings for 30 days. The Firebomb Wing Challenge, only in Sevens at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek and Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
St. Patrick's is there to help you in whatever capacity.
If you're wanting to invest in people and you're wanting to put your money, your funds, your resources towards, you know, making your community better, I would say St. Patrick's Center would be the perfect place to sow a seed.
Help St. Patrick Center build permanent positive change for those who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. To donate, call 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
Hi, Mark Conley, General Manager of Conley Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Conley Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
It's Kohl's Veterans Day sale this Friday and Saturday. Get $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent with no limits on how much you can earn. Kohl's, expect great things.
I can't resist this. Before the Mike Evans thing, this is one of the things about radio and television that is so ridiculous. These disclaimers. Now, you watch TV, and at the bottom of the screen, you see 8,000 words in type, so small, based on 3,990% down over a period of 36 months, always not applied to otherwise. You can't possibly read it. Listen, now this is the commercial we just played. Listen to the tail end of it, and by law, they're following the letter of the law. There's no possible way and a human could comprehend this. Replay it.
Especially the hours and lower ratings. Includes all rebates and incentives. 39 monthly DTL included in 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
That's awesome.
That's unbelievable. I got every word. I don't know about you, but I wrote it down as he said it. Oh, my goodness. We're going to Southern California, and we're going to check in with Mike Evans. We're going to get the scoopage, as he likes to say, and that is made possible by the wonderful company called Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. If you don't, look, you don't have to buy a new house to get the kitchen of your dreams. In fact, it won't be the kitchen of your dreams. It might be close, but to get the kitchen you really want, or the bathroom, or the home entertainment room, you have to design it exactly the way you want it. You can do that in your own house. You just need the right people to do it, and that would be Thompson Price, ThompsonPrice.com. Here is Mike Evans, everybody.
Good afternoon, and happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, first in, last out, 237 years old today.
That's right.
United States Marine Corps. Love it. Pop quiz question. William Shatner was asked, what was the weirdest costumes that he and Leonard Nimoy ever had to wear on Star Trek? Did he say it was one time they had to be semi-nude, had to wear a Gestapo uniform, or had to dress in drag? Answer in just a minute. Yesterday, right here on this report, I told you that within 24 hours, Joe Paterno would be fired. He would not be coaching on Saturday. You heard it here first. Joe Paterno was fired about 9 hours later during the evening last night.
Good.
There you go. All over that. Oh, the United States federal government is now getting involved. It seems that Penn State, like other universities, has received millions and millions and millions of dollars of research grants. And because there were apparently felonies that took place on that campus, and officials working at the school knew about it, and it was not reported, the United States government will stop funding these grants. And they want their money back with fines and penalties.
Whoa, good. Wow. Good. Good.
Huge. Love Nuggets is
it.
True. Justin Thoreau and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Are expecting a baby.
Whoa.
I've started really liking her in the last year.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Jennifer appears to have a baby bump, contacted her publicist, and asked about it, was told no comment. Well, if she's not pregnant, why wouldn't they just say no? She's not pregnant.
Yeah, that means...
To me, that's the same as a confirmation.
Yeah, that means pregnant.
The alleged Justin Bieber baby mama just won't shut up. Now she's quoting things that Justin said during their alleged 30-second affair. That's probably what it was. I mean, it's only 30 seconds. Come on now.
And ladies and gentlemen, for those who missed it, once again, the reenactment of Justin Bieber and his sexual encounter. Go ahead.
That last one was the grossest.
Can I have some Kool-Aid?
Yeah, really. Final Dr. Conrad Murray comment. Dr. Conrad Murray is not on suicide watch in jail. He reads medical books all day. Maybe he should have read some medical books before he met Michael Jackson.
That's a good idea.
Might have helped him out. Dr. Conrad Murray's attorney will ask Texas, California, and Nevada medical officials to allow Murray to keep his license. However,
and there's always a however in life,
restrict him from prescribing sedative drugs of any kind. I don't think these medical boards are going to go along with that.
No.
Michael Jackson family is furious with LaToya Jackson for yelping, hey! Right as the verdict was being announced in court.
I heard that.
That was LaToya.
Oh.
Then mugging for cameras outside and fist pumping like a cheerleader. Catherine says now she doesn't want LaToya to even come back to court during the sentencing. It's not appropriate, screaming in court. Come on now. TV review, Michael Jackson and the Doctor, The Fatal Friendship, will air on MSNBC tomorrow's fascinating real insight behind-the-scenes look. It's basically Dr. Murray going back the last few months and his relationship with Michael. I found it fascinating. The Jackson family is furious that this thing is going to be on TV, but I'm giving it 4 stars. I think it's worth seeing. It really is worth seeing if you're interested in that stuff at all.
Will you give me your opinion on the idea I have, a marketing idea, a retail idea? You could be a partner if you wanted to. I want to have a place where people who like LaToya Jackson can buy anything LaToya Jackson, dolls, her music, clothing. LaToya's are us.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
To quote Jed Clampett, ain't that pitiful, pitiful.
Yes, it is. I'm proud to admit it.
And with that, and finally.
Yeah, here we go.
William Shatner asked, what's the weirdest costume him and Leonard Nimoy ever had to wear on Star Trek? Did he say it was when they had to be semi-nude, wear a Gestapo uniform, or dress and drag?
Well, I can't imagine. What
from your voice.
What's going on here?
Leonard Nimoy? You got a real airy voice there. Sounds like you're...
That's William Shatner. Tina?
No, it's not.
Tina,
he's
you're
constipated.
Answer.
I have
your
no
answer.
Idea.
Oh, wait, you know what? I am constipated. That's what it is.
Oh, see?
What do you think it is, Tina?
No idea. Gestapo.
Drag.
It's extremely difficult for them since they are practicing Jews, both of them. They were dressed in Gestapo uniforms.
Somebody got it right.
I told you. It was me. It was me.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, Frank.
Thank you. I was disturbed by his reenactment of Justin Bieber. That was disturbing to me. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Please don't confuse it with any other place because they're not affiliated with anybody else. And I don't believe anybody does the work that would equal or have the quality of Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, John Michael Montgomery comes to Argosy's Music Hall. He's a Kentucky native. Had some really good hits. This one is, I believe, I Can Love You Like That.
I swear.
Well, he also did I Can Love You Like That. And those were both, I believe, done by those boy bands.
All For One did one, and I think Boys to Men did the other
Boys
one.
Boys to Men. And he's going to be there tomorrow night and Saturday night at Argosy's Music Hall. Should be a really, really good show. There's a variety show, a holiday. You can just let him keep singing, and we'll talk about the holiday variety show starring Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, Keith West, and Showgirls. That is the one to benefit Toys for Tots, and it's December 9th and 10th at Argosy's Music Hall. A new unwrapped toy will get you in if you don't have one. $10 will do the trick, and the $10 goes to Toys for Tots. Memories of Elvis, Steve Davis, probably the name in this area for... If you want the really the best, most entertaining, funniest, and sometimes most realistic rendition of Elvis and what he did would be Steve Davis, and that's January 6th at 7 o'clock at Argosy's Music Hall. Memories of Elvis, Steve Davis, and Johnny Cash tribute featuring Bill Fornes in One More Round is January 20th and 21st at Argosy's Music Hall. Again, that's Johnny Cash tribute band. Tonight is All You Can Eat Shrimp and Crab Legs, the biggest crab legs in town. So go hungry, go smart, bet with your head, not over it, if you decide to play. And if you need any information or you want tickets or anything at all, here's your number, 1-800-711-GAME, as they celebrate the 20th year in St. Louis. Argosy came to town 20 years ago. 1-800-711-GAME, Argosy Casino, Alton.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they've just cleared an accident on eastbound 70 after West Flores, and that had traffic backed up to Jennings Station. You're still slow from, looks like Adelaide through, what do we have here? It's slow from Adelaide to about St. Louis Avenue. Also on eastbound 270, stop-and-go traffic from McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 270, that's slow from Page down through Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling westbound on 70, look for some slowdown Shreve to Lucas and Hunt, and then a long stretch of slow traffic, the Earth City Expressway to 79. And southbound 170, slow from Page down through Highway 4064. And this report's brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. It's Kohl's Veterans Day sale. It's happening tomorrow and Saturday. Get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent with no limits on how much you can earn. Details in store. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Mr. Bob Buehler, welcome to KTRS in St. Louis.
Good morning. Is this McGraw?
That's me.
Weekday mornings at 6.
I put in, believe it or not, on my own, a programmable thermostat.
You should be proud of yourself. That's the absolute best thing anybody can do.
The Big 550.
More and more people are realizing that getting to a lower heat point, say 68, 70, 71 degrees, can be a very healthy lifestyle. The Europeans have been doing it forever.
KTRS.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But there's just one problem. Your wife has told you she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly everything you've worked so hard for is on the table. Your house, your retirement, your savings. You're facing one of the most pivotal, critical moments in your life. You need a partner you can count on. Consider trusting the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we exist to serve guys like you at times like these.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. Call 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Why couldn't I have had the voice of that Red Wings guy? That guy was just talking.
Close to Sam Elliott, yeah.
Wow, that's great. Hey, we didn't get to mention Pistols Plus today. We didn't have an outdoor segment. We're working on the new latest and greatest version of that. Until we do, I will still remind you, though, at least once a week, that if you go to Lake of the Ozarks, you got to make a stop into Pistols Plus. 54, that's the highway as you come in from St. Louis. Staples, you'll see them on the left. Just before that on the right is Pistols Plus. Not another store like it. You'll love it. Take your family, because it's a great place for everybody. You bow hunters, you too. You'll love it, too. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.